91. Arid regions in the southwestern United States have become increasingly inviting playgrounds for the growing number of recreation seekers who own vehicles such as motorcycles or powered trail bikes and indulge in hill climbing contests or in caving new trails in the desert. 92. Stone does decay, and so tools of long ago have remained when even the bones of the man who made them have disappeared without trace. 93. Insects would make it impossible for us to live in the world. They would devour all our crops and kill our flocks and herds, if it were not for the protection we get from insect-eating animals. 94. It is true that during their explorations they often faced difficulties and dangers of the most perilous nature, equipped in a manner which would make a modern climber shudder at the thought, but they did not go out of their way to court such excitement. 95. There is only one difference between an old man and a young one. The young man has a glorious future before him and old one has a splendid future behind him, and maybe that is where the rub is. 96. I find young people exciting. They have an air of freedom, and they have not a dreary commitment to mean ambitions or love comfort. They are not anxious social climbers, and they have no devotion to material things. 97. I am always amazed when I hear people saying that sport creates goodwill between the nations, and that if only the common peoples of the world could meet one another at football or cricket, they would have no inclination to meet on the battlefield. 98. It is impossible to say simply for the fun and exercise, as soon as the question of prestige rises, as soon as you feel that you and some larger unit will be disgraced if you lose, the most savage combative instincts are around. 99. It has been found that certain bats emit squeaks and by receiving the echoes, they can locate and steer clear of obstacles or locate flying insects on which they feed. This echolocation in bats is often compared with radar, the principle of which is similar. 100. As the time and cost of making a clip drop to a few days and a few $100, engineers may soon be free to let their imaginations soar without being penalized by expensive failure.